Thanks for that, Lyndon. Put it straight into action. Hey, Dad, do you have any water? No? No? All right. I love that point Lyndon made about your parents providing for you. It's great, isn't it? All right. Let's turn back to Galatians chapter 6. Lyndon's... We've already read it, but I want to go on a different tangent with it. And let's just read from Galatians chapter 6 and just from verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that's what I want to focus on today, that last line, reap life everlasting. And that's the goal, isn't it? That's why we're here. The hope of eternal life given to us by the Lord and all the people said. And it's such an amazing hope that we have. This new job that I have now, I just got a new job and I'm just, until I finish uni, and I'm sitting in the office all day and it's literally just four walls waiting for someone to call you, and then you answer the call and then, you know, you talk to them for 5 minutes and that's it, you wait. And sometimes you're waiting on hours. And these people at my work, they're so sad, you know, they're divorced, they've got these issues, you know, they're overweight. No, joke, that's terrible. Anyway, they've got all these problems and they're doing this for the rest of their lives. 8 hours every day, they wake up and they do this and that's it, it's done, over. But it's so amazing for us to know that we've got this eternal life. But obviously, we've got to put the work in, just like it says here. Some people in this world just strive all their life, put all their work, all their effort into investments and different things like that and try and get something back. And in the end, everything in this life eventually dies, eventually goes away, okay? We came from the dirt and we go straight back to the dirt. And that's how it is. That's the truth. All of us will be dead in a casket one day. And that's the truth. All the people said. But we have the Holy Spirit, we have God's love inside us, we have God's hope, and that's why we're here, isn't it? And so that's what I really want to talk about today. A lot of the time in this camp, we've talked about the healings and miracles and the wonders of God. But today, I want to focus a little bit more on you, on me, and all of us as individuals and what we can do. Because even though God's done all these miracles for us, He's not going to sit there, all right, and wake us up with a little alarm in the morning. Morning, Dylan, wake up, please. All right, it's time to have your 20 minutes prayer. You know, last time you said 10 minutes. No, 20 minutes this time. It's not going to work like that, okay? God's not going to make us get on our knees. And so what we got to understand is there's two constants in this world, okay? We've got the Lord, who's always been there and will always be there, okay? We've got the Holy Spirit inside us that's always been there. It's part of Him, all right? And He's a part of us. We've also got the flesh as well. And that will always be there ever since Adam and Eve. That will always be there until the Lord returns. The one variable, the one difference is what we do about it. That's the difference, what we do about it. Because these things aren't going to change. The Lord's always going to provide for us, all right? The world's always going to tear us down, but it's up to us. Just like it says here, it's up to us to reap. And so reap what we sow. And we can't possibly reap the things of the Lord if we don't sow to the Spirit, okay? And that's getting on our knees, praying to the Lord, reading the Word, coming to meetings, partaking in these testimonies, being uplifted by the choruses and the saints and the fellowship and things like this. That's what we reap when we sow to the Spirit, okay? And that's what ultimately helps us in the end on our way to eternal life. And once again, it's a choice. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I fought a good fight of faith. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. It says in verse 8 as well, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Okay? So the Lord has given me a wonderful, wonderful gift, okay? And we can't just let it go to waste. It's like a living creature, just like Jared said the other day about watering, about gardening, you know? The Spirit inside of us is a living creature. It's something that's alive. We've got to feed it. And the ultimate goal is to get there at the end of the day, okay? And meet the Lord in the air. All right. And just another one as well. James 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So just another one as well. And Psalm 34 verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. All right, so let's go to Genesis chapter 32. In Genesis 32. All right. And in verse 21, we read, "So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaketh.' And he said, 'I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.' And he said unto him, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.' And Jacob asked him and said, 'Tell me, I pray thee, thy name.' And he said, 'Wherefore is it thou dost ask to my name?' And he blessed him there." And so another amazing story here of Jacob. You know, he wanted a blessing. He wanted something. And so what did he do? He wrestled all night. And I think if you, Caleb and Dad just started doing some BJJ, which is like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and they started, you know, they do all this grappling stuff and rolling and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's tough work. You can only roll for a few minutes. You can only grapple for a few minutes before you get tired. And yet Jacob did it all night. He did it all night with an angel. And so it just showed the determination that he had for what he wanted with the Lord. And that's the same with us in our lives. Anything that we want, okay, it doesn't have to just be eternal life. Anything that we want here, we've got to put the effort in. We've got to get down on our knees and ask the Lord, okay? It says that in the scriptures. Get down on your knees, ask the Lord, go into your closet, pray to him, okay, and never give up, just like Jacob did. He had a thigh out of joint. All right, and yet he wrestled all night. And sometimes it might feel like a really long night. It might do, especially when we're going through tough situations, when we're going through trials and different things like that in this life. Okay, it might seem like a really, really, really long night. Okay, but you've got to make it to the day, just like Jacob did. And one of the things I've heard so much from some of the young people lately is saying that they're sad and saying they're depressed in different ways, and different people that I've talked to that have left the Lord, especially the ones that have left the Lord. And they say, "Yeah, I'm sad and depressed and all this sort of things happening." And I'm saying, "Well, have you prayed? Have you got down on your knees? Have you read the Bible and different things like that?" And like, "Oh, no, I know I have to, but I just can't be bothered." Or, "Oh, no, I have to. I just don't have enough time." And it's and you know, there's no way, like we said just in Galatians, there's no way we can reap the rewards of the Spirit if we do not sow in the Spirit, all right? We need to be like Jacob and have that determination. Any sort of situation, any sort of goal that we want from the Lord, any sort of blessing, we've got to put the work in and ask the Lord for it, all right? Take time out of our day to praise him, all right? And so, and let's just go to one more scripture. Let's go to Mark 16. Mark 16, famous verse here, very good. And he says in verse 15, "And he said unto them, 'Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God. And they that went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. And it's just such an amazing, amazing verse, and it gets quoted a lot, but it's so powerful. And it really captures what it's all about. And if you read in Acts, the whole book of Acts, you see the apostles and all the saints. They go from, as soon as they receive the Spirit, this new gift from God, they go from city to city to city to city to country to town, preaching the gospel. They go all the way around the world. And every single one, it's pretty much the same. They go there, they either get persecuted, they get thrown in jail, or they get, persecuted, thrown in jail. They go to the next one, same thing happens, go to the next one, and they kept going all the time. They were persistent. And, you know, even in the day of Pentecost, they were praying for a long time before the Spirit came down. It didn't just happen like that, right? The word didn't just go out like that. They did something about it, okay? They were praying for a long time to get that Holy Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost fully came, in Acts, when they took the word out, they actually went from town to town, even though things didn't go right all the time. They did that, okay? They had the resilience, all right? They had the power of God in them. They had the vision to go out and do God's work. And that's the same with us. Any sort of situation, okay, we've got to have that same resilience to go out and do God's work, okay? Just like Jesus' words here, we've got the power to do that, okay? We've got the power to cast out devils, speak new tongues, take up serpents and drink any deadly thing. It says that right in the scriptures. It says God cannot lie. This is God's word, okay? We have that power in us. And that's an amazing thought to have. And so if we just go to one more scripture, just the last one, let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And just a little short verse here. It says in verse 14, oh, you know what? Let's just go from verse 12. Not as though I had already attained either were already perfect, but I follow after if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth and those things that are before. I press towards the mark of for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. The Lord is coming back soon. We know it, okay? We don't know when. We don't know which hour. But just like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, all right, when that town was wicked, all right, the Lord ended that town. Just like the time of Noah, when that the world was also wicked, he flooded it and started again. And just like this time now, as it prophesies in the New Testament, the Lord is coming back and we've got to be ready. Just like it says here, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. That's the big reward, isn't it? Living forever. And all the people said,